if I get to say the words, welcome to the broadcast live from the Fringe. How are we all doing? Are we all good? We are here recording live at the Banshee Labyrinth in their sweaty little fritzel dungeon they call the cinema room. And I'd like to say hello to everyone out there on internet lands, all my frogites, frogettes, and frogspawn who are here in this little box that I'm talking to now. They, of course, will be downloading this online, as I'm sure all you will be. You bastards don't get free t-shirts and badges, do you? No! Because that is for these lovely people, my audience, my friends of the show. Okay, so hopefully we've got a couple of great acts on here for you tonight. We're going to start and kick off the night with Bob and Jim. I've basically just grabbed whoever isn't gigging, who I fucking love. Because I sent out a text to all the people I love, and only the people who truly love me back responded. You know, and that is these two men here who are going to make sweet love to you with their comedic mouths and their little instrument. No, that's true. That's true. Don't laugh about it. It's true. And the best thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I've now been here at the Fringe for 3.5 weeks. 3.5 weeks of nothing but rain and flyering and the abject disgust of anybody who I shove a piece of paper in their face to. But I finally realized something, ladies and gentlemen. I finally realized that I have been unintentionally ironic for 3 weeks and not noticed it. Because every day I have been handing out flyers and I have given them to balding, middle-aged gentlemen saying the words, enjoy your fringe. It only struck me the other day! I've seen some great things at the Fringe. I saw a man dressed head to toe as a giant vagina. I know, I thought he was part of a show. He wasn't, he was on a stag do. And he dressed as a giant vagina, and his face was the clitoris. Ladies, how did his friends ever find him? That's a slow burner one, but the ladies are enjoying that more than the men. Are you guys ready for your act of the night? Yeah! In that case, please, I want you to be so nice. I want you to be so warm and lovely. I want you to give them all the love in the world. And please, welcome to the stage, Bob and Jim!
Notice that your face indicates to me that you've lost something precious. Am I right? I am right. Jim's here, told you, didn't I?
He's very sensitive about it. Yeah.
Well, you're not on your own, because I've lost something precious too.
He has.
I've lost my gnome.
His gnome.
Thanks very much.
Why don't you tell her all about it, Bob? It might help you both.
Well, if it might help, yeah. You sat outside all the day long. He liked to fish or hold his prong fork, his little hat and his booties on. With a beard that was about an inch long, he never moved, he sat there for years. He had a large chip on one of his ears. I was so happy as he looked after my fish. Then one day I came home and they had taken my gnome. Oh, and the police phoned and said they'd found him, brought him back to me, then he'd come home. That's not my gnome! That's not my gnome! That's not my gnome! That's not my gnome!
I want you to come home to the garden.
He was a little one with a tree hat.
Shout shout-out, any song you like to hear, shout-out, anything at all, don't be shy, anything at all, shout-out.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Oi! What's it?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Killing in the name of, but Age Against the Machine.
Yeah, that's an excellent choice, madam. Yeah. But, trouble with that particular number, there's quite a lot of blue language in it.
Is there, Jim?
Yeah, so we'll have to censor it. Have you got the horn, Bob?
Oh yes, Jim, I have got the horn.
Well, if you sound the horn each time we're going to sing a swear, it'll avoid us causing any offence.
Okay.
Do you need the practice?
No.
Some of those who weren't horses are the same that burn crosses. Some of those who weren't horses are the same that burn crosses.
Bob and Jim! Right, guys, we're going to get you some seats out. There's a microphone there for you, Bob. Jim, this will be your microphone. We'll see if it works. And then
hello.
It's kind of working. I'm going to sit here. Which really makes me feel like a naughty schoolboy. About to be told off by... Well, I'm not quite sure what sort of teachers you guys are, but...
Geography, mate.
Geography. Excellent. Yeah. So, Bob, Jim, tell us about yourselves. Where are you both from?
Malmesford.
Malmesford?
Which is a fictional town in England. we're currently, though, staying in London Town, in South London. Yeah, that's where we're resident currently, yep.
Oh, excellent. And how did you guys first meet and start your little double act?
We were at school together, and we sort of ended up hanging out together because everyone else didn't really want to hang out with us. And so we started saying stuff, and sometimes people would laugh. And so we thought, well, that sounds like a good thing to do. So we had to go. And it's been rocky for about 10 years, but I think things are on the up.
I think so. If you're here in the Banshee Room, things are definitely going up.
We had a lovely time here last year. Do you remember?
Yes,
when
I do.
We came in here last year.
You did.
This was the nicest room we come to.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They laughed, didn't they?
It wasn't this lot, in fairness. but, you know, they were lovely. They're nice now, apart from that. They're lovely tonight, aren't they? They're all smiling away.
And so, were you guys born wearing jackets, hats?
Well, obviously not.
No,
no. We'd been there for a couple of hours before we put them on. But our parents, they were very conscious of the importance of respectability, looking smart, and so forth. And so, yeah, they were there with a trilby hat and a blazer, pretty early on,
that's
and a tie.
Right. Encouraged us to do it.
Yeah, and you know, we've always sought to look for that in others. I don't mind a t-shirt and jeans and, you know, this kind of thing. I don't mind, you know, the way you've gone for it here, Richard. But you're tall and handsome, so it's different, isn't it? You can do it. You can take a different approach.
Smart casual, this is called.
No, that's just casual.
Yeah. Scruffy casual, aren't
Scruffy you? Casual at best.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks. I'm getting sartorial tips from the two best dressed men at the festival.
That's right.
Well, that's really nice.
How are you enjoyed? Have you enjoyed the festival, guys?
No.
All right, Bob.
Yes, no, it's been wonderful. It's been absolutely lovely. We had a fantastic month, apart from the monsoon that happened in week one.
Yeah.
You know, but after that, it was wonderful and met so many lovely people. The Hamiltons.
Oh,
I don't know. They're in town. They're Neil and Christine. Yeah, they're very kind of trendy and modern and up to date.
Yeah, they're pushing it out there, trying something a bit different.
Yeah,
that's good. I mean, they're doing something a bit like this, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking copycats.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere without Neil and Christine Hamilton stealing my ideas.
No.
Well, we found that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Did they offer two such smart-dressed boys as yourselves a little bit of a fun back at their apartment?
No, thank God. That'd have been awful, wouldn't it?
Would you have turned them down, Bob?
Well, did you see what happened to Louis Theroux?
No.
No, well, he was in there, wasn't he?
Oh,
it was awful.
He used to be 20 stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I
sweated it off.
They worked him hard.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Worked him like a long-nosed donkey.
Yeah.
That's what they're like. I'm not saying anything, but that's what they're like. That's what I've heard.
So what's been your favourite thing about the Fringe? Oh, the long thought.
Well, Edinburgh's a great place for food.
Okay.
There's a lot of food, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lovely potato shop. I don't know if you've experienced it, people, out near the railway there. I think it's called Potato Shop or something.
That's what we always refer to it as, so we've never learned the real name. Yeah. So we know where it is. But they do your small portion. This is great stuff for radio, isn't it?
It is.
Your small portion's like a big potato, right?
One big potato.
Then your regular portion is two big potatoes. And that's too much for a normal person, I think.
Yeah.
Your large portion, you can guess where we're going.
Three.
It is.
Three large potatoes.
You can't
potatoes.
Eat three potatoes. Can you eat three potatoes?
No.
You're
nah. No. Eat three potatoes? He looks like he could do two and a half.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you see, she's worked it out.
Fiscal.
So if there's
fiscal.
Three of you, get a large and share them out, divvy them up. Yeah, that's good thinking. But that's not working on our advertising our pals down the potato shop, is it?
No.
No. But that's the kind of thing. You're all here for a film, aren't you?
Yeah.
Don't worry, it'll be soon.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Worst gig or worst audience member?
Apart from her. We had one fella in who was a little bit drunk, and he sat a few rows down and watched porn on his mobile phone.
Really?
Yeah.
With the volume up or headphones in?
No volume at all.
Funny thing, he wasn't bothered about the sound, Richard.
Really?
Can you imagine? Watching porn without the sound? I know.
Without the sound, it's just not the same.
No chance of understanding what's going on.
Yeah.
But you may as well. Like back in the day. Do you remember? Do you remember magazines?
I
do. Don't you?
Oh.
Yeah.
In the bushes. That's where they were left. Or was that just me?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I wondered what that was. My uncle was a funny man. guys, where's your show? Plug your show.
Is it The Underbelly at 10:10 every evening for another whole evening?
One more night.
One more night. 10:10 at The Underbelly, just down the road from here.
Yeah.
Very close to here. Yeah. If you vaguely enjoyed any of this, please come along.
There's
and
about 20 tickets left. So.
Yep. Yeah. So come and snap them up.
Snap them up.
Snap up sharpish.
Yeah. And where can guys find you online? Because you guys do all videos and all sorts of things. You've got DVDs and badges and all sorts.
Yeah. Bobandjim.co.uk is our website, which is nice. Got videos and that on there. And then we're on YouTube, Bob and Jim UK, Facebook, Bob and Jim, and Twitter is actually Bob and Jim UK, because we are on there as Bob and Jim, but we can't remember the password. Let's set up another one.
We've got a few followers as Bob and Jim.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to follow, unfortunately. Yeah. It's not a lot to follow on Bob and Jim UK. Maybe we'll tweet tonight. Had a lovely night with Richard in a small cinema where people were waiting for a film. We just kept talking.
Yeah, we just. Guys, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, give one more round of applause to Bob and Jim!
Thank you very much. Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
No problem. Cheers for coming down, guys. All right, well, I'm assuming that the other comedians who I asked to come down are drunk and lost somewhere in the centre of Edinburgh, ladies and gentlemen. So are you now ready for As Narrated By?
Yeah!
Are you ready for more Jaeger?
Yeah!
All right, well, first of all, we've got to decide now. Bob and Jim, you were very mean to people in here. Who would you like the T-shirt to go to? I'm going to put all the nouns on you, do you think?
The girl we were mean to, I think.
The girl
lovely
you...
Idea.
The one in the glasses? There you go, you are the winner of our badge, of our free T-shirt. And I've got three badges for everybody else in the room. Bob, Jim, thank you very much for coming down. All right, let's start the film and get drunk, shall we?
Yeah.
Yay! See you later out there on the internet.